Well, good morning. I'm honored to be here with you at Ambassador Baptist College. Signed ABC. That's easy. Ambassador Baptist College, ABC. All right. And truly, I'm very excited. It's the first time that I've been here at Ambassador Baptist College, and to preach for you, it's good to see you. And I'm surprised and very happy. Some of the students I know here that they're learning sign language, and I'm thankful for the patience. They're being taught in the classes, they're improving, and that's good. It's a real blessing, I know, for them. And the ladies' song that they did down here up front, the signing things was very good. Okay. Now, what about me here? Ronnie Rice. It's my name, Ronnie Rice. I'm with International Deaf Ministries as an evangelist, a missionary, and all around the world for 38 years now. And I have graduated a long time ago from TTS, or TTC. That's the old time. Tennessee, let me get this right here, Tennessee Temple Bible School, what it was. I wasn't educated enough to go to the university for the sciences, for the math, things like that. So I just majored in Bible for the school there, and I got my degree for that. So I don't have to work really hard like some of you do with the math and the science. No, I wasn't interested in that, but how many, you prefer Bible in the school? That's really the best. That's really the best. So preaching, helping, spreading the gospel all around the world. And, you know, the deaf, they're all around the world. I'm deaf, and God has used me. And I'm deaf, and I needed to give my hands to God for His glory, to be burdened for deaf souls, to reach them around the world. So, okay. All right. Now, in the Bibles, if you would please open to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Okay, 2 Kings, chapter number 2, verse number 9. And it came to pass, it happened, when they were gone over, that Elijah, is a sign because he went up to heaven in the whirlwind like that. Elijah said unto Elisha, the prophet Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Wow. Elijah asked Elisha, what do you want me to do for you? Before I'm taken up, before I'm gone away. And Elisha thought about it. He said, I want just like you, to be a pattern, a copy, given to me, double portion. Now, that wasn't an easy thing. There was a lot of responsibility with that. And you know, God could use him. God, what do you want to use me for? Want to follow Elijah? Give me a double portion of his spirit. God could use me. And you realize maybe you have a desire. Boy, 100%. God, I want you to use me. I want to surrender. I want to be someone, be something. I'm willing. God, what do you want to use me for? And I will obey. What you've prepared for my life, what you've planned for me. You know, God has a plan for your life. Now, for the future. So here at Ambassador Baptist College, you've come here. Why are you here? For what? You have a desire for something that God has called you for. A desire to serve him. And God can use you. God could use your eagerness, your desire, to take advantage, to gain. It could be gain, it could be loss. If you're zealous for God's plan for your life, you're eager for that, you know God can use you. But maybe you come here and studying and really not sure, well, I don't know what God's called me to do. Well, maybe you're going to waste your time here. Now let's pray. Dear Jesus in heaven, we thank you. Thank you that I've been allowed to come here, certainly an honor, to be an ambassador of Baptist College and to stand here behind this pulpit and preach to the students. And God, thank you for these that have come to hear. I pray that they would be attentive and help Nathan this morning as he's interpreting for those who don't know signs. They can hear. And help me to preach, hear from the Bible. And Holy Spirit, touch the hearts for what it is that you'd have for them to do. What the Bible says. Help them to understand it. What God wants to use them for in their lives. Help me to have wisdom as I preach in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the time was coming very, very close that Elijah would be taken away. He was ready. He knew that he would be taking off to his home in heaven. He knew that. There were some others, some prophets, who ran and came over here to Elisha, and they said, did you know that? Elijah, do you know that he's going to be taken off? He's going to be going away to heaven. Did you know that? And Elisha said, sure. Yeah, I knew about that. Why do you come ask? I'm not rushing him. I'm not in a hurry about these things. So, the two of them, you know, Elisha, he was still, at this time, just learning, just studying, just like you. You come here to Ambassador Baptist College to learn, and you're still studying. Boy, I bet it's hard. And in the future, to become what it is that God has planned for you. That's what Elisha was doing. That's what he was like. And Elijah, he already had gained the experience. He had the knowledge. He had already been helping as a prophet and had done miracles around. He had knowledge. And he was the older than Elisha. The student, Elisha, same as these other prophets. The Bible says that there were 50 prophets that they were learning just the same. They were on their way, maybe to learn, to see what God would have for them to do in the future. But Elisha was very impressed with Elijah, that he was a good prophet, that God had used him. And he wanted to learn. He wanted to follow and be just like Elijah. He wanted to follow in his steps. So he said, I want to learn from you. And Elijah said, fine. He said, I'm going to go off here. You stay here. You just stay here as a student. You stay and I'm going to go. And Elisha said, oh no, I'm not going to stay right here. I want to learn. I'm not going to be taken away from you. I want to stay with you and learn from you. So Elijah, no, why don't you just stay? No, I'm going to follow. So he said, okay, so as he went off, here went Elisha, came right with him, following him. Right there with him to learn. He was eager to stay, eager to learn from Elijah, looking for his teaching. And there was a proof. It showed how eager he was to be used by God, to take from Elijah's experiences, to learn from him. Looking to the Lord, yes, the many, many miracles. And maybe you heard, Elijah heard about all those, how bold he was to stand up and to criticize the false worship and the awful King Ahab. And so he stuck right with him. As they went together, he said, why are you following me here? Why don't you just stay put? He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stick right with him. He was stubborn. He went right with him. So they came to a river, the water, and Elijah took off his mantle and he smote the water, and the waters parted to go across on dry ground. And they went across, it was dry, chatting, they were talking. And you know, it's funny, the 50 prophets, there they were. There goes those two men walking off on the dry ground, chatting as they go. And the water came back. And so the 50 prophets, boy, I wish I could do the same thing. I wish I could learn from him. Just be with him just like that. Boy, I want that. But you know, those 50 prophets, they didn't do it. They didn't go on. Elisha, he stuck right with Elijah. He was gone, learning, eager to serve the Lord, eager to learn the teaching, how to succeed, what to do. So they went along. The 50 prophets hung back drooling, wishing, wanting they could do something to serve the Lord. But they never did it. They didn't succeed. They stayed right there. And they weren't eager. They weren't excited. And as they went, Elisha said, you're young. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do? And Elisha said, really? My heart's desire. It's the truth that I've been learning from you. I've been watching. You've had good success. Your eyes have been on the Lord. Many, many things have happened that you've done and you've accomplished. And you're a strong preacher, criticizing the evils, the wickedness, the false idols. I've watched that. But what do you want me to do for you before I'm taken away? That will you give me a double portion of thy spirit on me? I will follow you. I will do what God wants for me in my life. I've learned that from you. the 50 prophets, they did nothing. They didn't ask. Where was their desire to serve? Just like Elisha, following Elijah before he's taken away. They did nothing. They wished, they hoped. Wished I could be the same. Hope I could be the same. But they never moved forward. They never did it. So, as they were going, the time that Elijah were going, he was ready to be taken to heaven, and he knew it. The horses with chariots, with a whirlwind came down, and I don't even know how to explain how it happened. It's just an amazing thing. But how Elijah, how they came and picked him up, and he jumped on there with them and went away up into the sky. You know, I feel like maybe Elisha, it was just lightning fast. Maybe it swooped down over his head when it came down to get Elijah. I don't know. But those horses and the chariot wheels in a whirlwind took him up. And Elisha, my father. And Elijah was gone. What happened? When Elijah was gone, his mantle was left. He was gone. And Elisha watched him go off into the distance. He was gone. And he remembered asking about the double portion, the Spirit. It was time to do something. Time to get started. To serve the Lord. To move forward. To go on. He's learned from the teacher, Elijah. He'd been taught. And now he was ready to serve the Lord. Ready to go preach. Hot preaching. Now this is interesting. You know, the Bible is talking about giving a double portion of his Spirit. He was ready before Elijah was taken up. He had done 8 major miracles. These happenings that he had done, that he had accomplished, 8 major miracles, proves they were a double portion. The Spirit was given to Elisha. 16 miracles that had happened, that were done. And God used him. He kept going, serving God, kept going. But here they were, these 50 prophets. I wish I could do something for God. But they never moved forward. They didn't do anything. You need to be eager to be involved. They weren't eager to be involved in serving God, seeking God what he wanted them to do. They just stood there. Well, we're just going to stay here and study and just fill our heads up. Were they going to be successful? They're not doing anything. No, they weren't. You know, at Bible school, you know, there weren't many deaf that are eager to serve the Lord. And I was one deaf person who graduated in the class from my Bible school. The deaf man who graduated from Bible school. And I decided that I was going to be eager. What the Lord wanted me to do, I knew. When I was a young man, it was the Deaf Institute in school, in high school, and I was a senior. I went home for the Christmas break. I was with my family. Bill Rice was my family. I was there for 2 weeks, the school break, and I went home. So then we want to go to a revival. It's like a revival conference. They had a meeting, and it was the Sword of the Lord conference they had there. John Rice. You know who that is, John Rice? You know who I'm doing there? He was preaching. And there were other preachers. There were different men. And God was touching my heart. And I went forward. I was just a young man. I was still in high school, just a senior. And I think at that point, I was maybe close to 19. And I went forward, and I surrendered to be a preacher to the deaf. I wanted to preach for the deaf. Just a young person, 19. But I wanted to surrender the full time, preach for the deaf. Then, I graduated high school. God, what do you want me to do? Tennessee Temple Bible School. That was there. So, I surrendered to be a preacher in the future. I wanted to serve the Lord. God, what do you want to use my life for? Well, I'm going to serve for the deaf, to see them saved. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to preach to them. And I was the only one. Then, many, many people disappointed us. But God never disappoints us. Never will. Many heroes in the Bible, good character, good to learn from, have served God. Notice here in the Bible in 2 Thessalonians, the New Testament, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 10, 11, and 12. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Verse 12, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, God can use you. You and I can give ourselves to the glory of God, whatever it is that He wants. Our character, our testimony, our zeal, the accomplishments for the Lord. God could use me, and many in the Bible, God has used them. And they've had good success. Any one of you can be used of God. If you want a desire, you have a desire for God to use you. Do you have a desire to learn how God could use you? You have a desire for God's plan for your life? To learn His blessings, prophet of the Word of God? Are you reading every day the Word of God? Are you profiting from that? For what God could use you for? Are you progressing in that every day of your life? Every day of your life, it's best to depend on the Word of God. And God will use you. You know, I'll give you just a real condensed testimony here, even just about myself. When I was at the Tennessee Temple Bible School, the first year, boy, it was awkward. You know, I came in, I was real excited, but I was the only deaf student there. All the people there were the hearing students, 3,000 hearing students, and I was the only deaf one there. No other deaf friends, none, just only one. All these hearing, 3,000 students. And they didn't really have a deaf program. They didn't really have any deaf classes, but my sister interpreted while I was in school in the classes. She interpreted for those classes that I took, the hearing students. And I had to learn English. I hate English. I have already graduated high school English, and then I got to college. In Bible school, you're required to take English? No. I've already taken English in high school. I already did that. No. Bible school is required. You must have English. Well, that kind of made me sick a little bit. And I didn't know who these teachers were. There were four teachers. I had to choose one. So it's the first year, you know, in the fall, first semester, I didn't know who those teachers were. Is that a good English teacher? The best? I didn't know. So I just looked at the four and went, well, I'll just pick this one. And it was a woman named Mrs. Kennedy. She was kind of... Anyway, she was fine. For the hearing class, I was the only deaf student there in the English class. And I just didn't understand. I'd raise my hand and I'd say, hey, I don't understand what that means. Can you explain? No, we don't have the time. We just kept going on with the class. Didn't stop to answer my questions or anything. Just kept going. I was frustrated. You know, hey, could you explain? Could you help me understand? I said, no, don't have the time. Kept going. So finally, you know, you get to the fall, you get to, December, about the time you take your final test. So I took the test, turned it in, got it back, and your report card, opened it up. My first year, fall in English, first semester, got an F for English. F. Oh, I was unhappy. F. No, forget it. I'm done. Forget it. Finish. And I told the interpreter, my sister, I said, I'm quitting college. I'm quitting Bible school. I quit. I can't succeed as a preacher. I don't believe I can do it. I'm going to quit. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to pack up my stuff and leave. I was frustrated with that F. So, my sister now, she's the interpreter. She grabbed me and she sat me down. She straightened me out. She looked at me. I turned to the side. No, I'm going to quit. She turned me around. She said, look at me. Ronnie Rice, are you going to quit? Yes, I'm going to quit. Got an F on English. I'm no good. I can't succeed at preaching in the future. I don't believe I can do it. Now, hold on. You remember that God called you for what? God called me? To be a preacher. You said God called you. You want to be a preacher. You're a young man. You remember that? You surrendered. You wanted to be a full-time preacher to the deaf, right? You want to quit preaching to the deaf? You want lost souls to go to hell? Not spread the gospel? Well, I was getting a little restless in my seat there. And you're going to stay. You're not going to quit. I said, okay. I decided to stay. Well, came back in January for the second semester. And English again. It was required. You had to have English. I was still sick of it. So, for the English, second semester, you had to do it over again. Because I'd failed. Again, I got to do it over. Because you got the F, you've got to do it over. The same English class. You have to do it over. So, I looked there and saw that my teacher from the first semester gave me an F. Forget that. So, well, I didn't know these others that I had to choose from. So there was kind of a teacher there. She looked sweet and friendly, so I picked her. And my English teacher, I came there, she was teaching the class, we're going on, and so I'd raise my hand, and I'd say, I don't understand what that means, that verb, adjective, what? And she, oh, okay, so she'd go over it again, she would explain it, she would be real slow, and I could look, my interpreter could explain it to me, and oh, I understood, took my notes. And so later on, again, I don't understand that, so they'd stop and explain over and over and over again until I understood it. Boy, I liked that teacher. It helped me understand. So, semester went on until May, second semester, final exam. Boy, I hope I passed English. Good grades. I took my test, turned it in, waited around, and then I got the report card. And the teacher came and handed it to me. Said, you know, this is in my class. They're all hearing. I think there may be 20 students in there, guys and gals in the English class. And I was the only one deaf. And the teacher came to me and she said, I'm proud of you. I thought, me? That means, boy, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, boy, I passed, finally. She said, did you know that you were at the top in the class, of all the English class? You got an A. I got the top of the class? Better than all those hearing students. I was the one deaf, and I got the top of the class over all the other students. All right. I was happy to look at that report card. I got that A. I was excited. And I kept going. You know, it was hard to study. Sorry doing that. Maybe you're the same way. Boy, it's hard to study. I feel like I'm going to quit. I just want to give up. Boy, I just don't believe I can succeed. Hey, you keep going. Elisha was following Elijah, studying and learning from him. And after that, he was gone. He was given the responsibility to go on and succeed for the Lord, to be bold as a preacher, to do miracles. Now, Elijah, he was gone. And Elisha remembered he had asked for that double portion, the Spirit. What would he do? The mantle had fallen off. And Elisha decided to take up Elijah's place, to take responsibility, to preach, be a prophet, to do the miracles and success in serving the Lord. He accepted the responsibility. And now, I'm taking that responsibility to go and preach, to be the prophet, to do these miracles and succeed. And he had learned from the prophet Elijah that he had taught him. In the Bible, famous heroes, many here we can think of, Nehemiah, boy, depressed, building walls destroyed, and what did he do? He didn't give up. Nehemiah prayed and prayed and prayed. He got a hold of God. And if you'll give me the opportunity to get back there, to fix what's ruined and destroyed, to build it again, and through prayer, God gave him success to build again. He succeeded. Why? Because of his prayer, his burden, his seeking God's help for success. What about Joshua? Following and learning, who was the leader there? Who was the older one? Moses. And Joshua followed close with him to learn from him. When Moses died, Who would be the leader then? God said, you, Joshua, you're going to take up Moses' place. You're going to be the leader. And I've given you a promise, the promised land of Canaan. And Joshua succeeded leading a soldier fighting in battles with God's help. He succeeded, a good leader that could serve God. He succeeded. Joseph. Wow, a young man with a dream. God would use him in the future to be a ruler of something. The 11 brothers, they hated him. You're going to rule over us? No. So they took him and sold him to slavery, was sent down to Egypt, and then what happened? You know what? God used Joseph. He became a great ruler, taking care, saving back the food, wisdom to distribute that, a good leader. But you know, Joseph, he kept himself pure. He guarded his life. Do what right. He had some flirty woman trying to tempt him into sin. And he said, no way. No, I refuse to go. I refuse to do that. You're a wife. You have a husband. I'm not going to commit that wickedness. No, he stayed pure. And he succeeded. And he became a leader, a ruler. God used him. Oh, yes. Abraham set up his tents, and God called him and said, I want you to move far away to another country. But no, I prefer to stay right here. No. Abraham had faith. God, whatever you told me to do, whatever you want me to do, I'll move. I'll go to that other country. He obeyed in faith in God. Where was he going? He had no idea. It didn't matter. So God told me he had faith in God. He was going to pick up and move. And he succeeded. God used him. Now, you know, some out there, you want me to go to a faraway mission field? Maybe God would call you to be a missionary. Surrender to that. And you're just nervous. I'm supposed to go over there to another country? Where it's poor? Oh boy, where it's hard to have a rough life? No, you know here where we're spoiled here in America? Oh, maybe we'll just stay right here where it's nice and cool. You know, if God's called you, you need to go. Get over there to that country. God can use you over there. Many, many around the world without Jesus Christ that need to be saved. And we want to stay right here. What about those over there? They need the gospel. The world needs the gospel. You be a missionary. You could go. God can use you there. You know, maybe God would call you. You know, I thank God for these that are here learning sign language. And God can use them. They surrendered to be a missionary to the deaf, maybe somewhere around the world. I don't know. There's some deaf, some hearing, some single, that aren't married, and God can use a single lady as a missionary far away. You know, I know some deaf folks that are single, never been married. They've gone to work in a mission field in Peru and help the deaf there. Some hearing missionaries, different missionaries all around, working, burdened for the deaf, deaf souls that need to be saved. Hey, it doesn't matter. Well, I'm a man. Am I going to work with the deaf? Oh, no. Not me. This is for the ladies. You know, their hands, they're nice and pretty, but me, look at me. Hey, no way. Men can do it. You can serve God if God calls you to work with the deaf. Use your hands to sign. You can. You know, the hearing students, they study the Bible in Bible college, and they get a burden. And they surrendered a full-time mission field in the Philippines. And I think for a long time, for 25 years, they've been there in the Philippines serving, setting up deaf ministries and churches and teaching sign language. And the deaf ministries in the Philippines have just grown. They've spread all over the place. Deaf ministries set up everywhere over there. Growing and growing. That's wonderful. God used that hearing man, husband and wife, a team, to work over there with the deaf in the Philippines on the mission field. Paul. Wow. You know, I like Paul. He was bold. He wasn't afraid. He preached, and he preached hard. Many, the Jewish people, the priests, they said to him, "Hey, Paul, you need to hush up there. Finish preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ." But he was stubborn, kept right on preaching the truth. Said, "You can't stop me from preaching." And hey, boy, they got sick of him. They took rocks and they stoned him one time. And that happened to Paul. He laid there, almost dead. They stoned him. Boy, they were hoping that he would be dead, so he couldn't preach and talk about Jesus anymore. But he got up, and he kept on preaching. He kept on preaching bold. See? God used him. Serve him. There's so many in the Bible we could talk about, but we don't have the time. But you know, there were a couple times that I almost quit Bible college. Two times I almost did. I remember, of course, the situation there with the English class. It really discouraged me. And then there was another time that I got backslid from the Lord. You know, there was a time that I had Bible school. I was eager to serve the Lord. And then I just got lazy about it. And through an accident, broke some vertebrae in my neck. I learned my lesson. I was in the hospital. Say there, my sister, she had to bring my homework to the hospital. And she told me, she said, "Don't quit." "Oh, but the pain in my neck is so, boy, I can't study. I can't focus." I said, "No, you keep going." She encouraged me. And my deaf friend, he and I, we ran that accident together. I learned my lesson. God had punished both of us. Both of us were deaf. But the four hearing students that were in that car with us, it was one car, two deaf, and four hearing. And my deaf friend was driving, and I was in the back. Why did God punish us? Why was it that God allowed us to be hurt in that accident? He broke his arm and his mouth, and those four hearing students, I asked about them, were any of them hurt? No, they weren't hurt. Nope, none of them, they were fine. I thought, I learned my lesson. God had punished us. You know why? God had said, "Hey, you know, you can just drop school. We're getting close to the end." You know, what happened, that accident was in April, and it just had 1 month left before our final test there in May. And then we go home for the summer. And I was working at the Bill Rice Ranch that summer. Just that 1 month, you know, to stay in the hospital with the neck pain. And he was really on me about leaving. "So why don't you just drop school? Just drop your lessons, your study. Boy, you've got the pain. And, you know, it's just going to be too hard for this month. And maybe next fall you could start over again. Take up those classes again." And I thought, well, no, I am going to quit. I am going to just drop out. I'm just going to give up. You know, it's just too hard. That was my friend influencing me. But my interpreter, my sister, she was going to break my neck even worse, I thought. said, don't give up. Don't drop school. Don't stop. Don't waste your time. If you drop out, it's 1 month before your tests. If you're going to drop out, you have to start over again and do the same classes all over. I said, I got to do it over? The same ones? No. You get a different studies, different semester, different subjects. I just decided, well, there was my deaf friend working on me that way. There I was in the hospital. And my sister was bringing me the homework, giving me permission to take tests there. In May, and I took those tests. I succeeded. I did. I passed. I didn't drop those subjects. I kept going. I didn't listen to my friend who tried to encourage me to give up. God, whatever you want to use me for in my life, I'm going to keep studying. It's hard work. Keep doing it. Then after 5 years, I graduated. And God has used me to be a preacher for the deaf. Many thousands of deaf souls have been saved. And every year I'm there at the Bill Rice Ranch seeing deaf teenagers saved. Every summer, God is using me. And God can use you. Doesn't matter. Men, women, students here, God can use you just like Elisha to be successful. The 50, the prophets there, they did nothing. They weren't excited. They weren't eager. God's plan for their life, to do something for him, to be a pastor, a missionary, help in a deaf ministry, help lead singing something. No, they did nothing. They just stood still, not eager to help. You be eager. And when this time is responsibility is given to you, you'll be eager to go on and succeed. Just like God used Elisha, God can use you. Right now in your life and in the future. All right, let's stand. You know, it's so important to have the desire 100%, no matter what it is, for God to use you in your life. If you're studying hard, oh boy, I just don't believe I can succeed. Am I going to succeed in the future? What God wants me to do, to be a pastor, a missionary, a youth leader, maybe a song leader, maybe involved with the deaf, helping out? Boy, I just can't do it. No. Can't? Surrender. God, what do you have planned for my life in the future? Just like Elisha. Just like he succeeded when he was given the responsibility when Elijah was gone. He was blessed. That double portion. God can bless you. Be eager to move on. God, whatever you want to use me for. Elijah said the same. Before I leave, what do you want me to do for you? Give me that double portion of your spirit so that I can succeed like you did. Be bold, a prophet, to preach. And he succeeded. If that's your desire, 100%, God has called you to serve him, then you know first of all that you've been saved. Without Jesus Christ, it's impossible to succeed. And we need to know that 100% that we've been saved, that assurance, so that we can go forward for him and learn. And God will use you. God will use you in the future. All right.